מועדים לשמחה, תראי, סדף, סדף קוף דלת, in Baba Kama, פרק תשיע, אגוז הליצים, and we're one-fourth of the way down at the two dots. Third day of the Omer. Yes, it's important. Lo yitein, lo livno, ולא לשלוחו. So the next thing that we add in the Mishnah is that the chiyav of Hashava will not be properly addressed by giving the money to the man's son or to his shliach, because until such time as he gets it, it's still going to be the chiyav of the gazlan. And therefore, if anything happens to it along the road, he's going to have to pay again. It would not be a wise thing to send it under such circumstances. Itma. Shliach sha'asa'u be'idim. How about if the man who was the supposed to be the recipient of the money, whether we're talking about the nigzal, or we're talking about in a halva'ar, or whatever the case is, pikadon, suppose he appoints a shliach with witnesses, and he says, you be a shliach of mine. Ruchista says, well, that's enough. If anything, you give that money to that guy. Then, if anything happens along the road, it's the responsibility of the recipient. It's no longer your responsibility. Whereas Rabba Amar lo havi shliach. Rabba says, well, he never said that he would accept responsibility. Now, did he? So Ruchista Amar havi shliach. He says, look, I mean, what was the point of making him a shliach with Eidim? Lohi torach vukmi be'Eidim. The only reason that he made this so official was the leiku b'rishutei. He simply was indicating that, look, you know, this is going to be a legal agent of mine, and therefore, if you give it to him, it will now be in my rishut. Isn't that the whole point? Rabba Amar lo havi shliach. Rabba, on the other hand, says, no, he's still not going to be responsible. It's your responsibility until it gets into the hands of the individual who made the shliach. All he was doing when he had Aiden was saying, Achikam, this guy is an inish man now. This man is a reliable man. I'm telling you. You don't know him? Okay. So here's witnesses that say, I say he's reliable. Isa machna smoch. If you rely on that, by all means, please do. And if you want to send it in his hands and take a risk that even though he's honest, something might happen to it on the road, that's your business. Please do. But he never indicated that he would view the money coming into the hand of this person as being the equivalent of being returned to him. So if anything happens after that, it's still going to be your responsibility, not his. So says Rab. Okay, so Rabbi Machlokas now between Rav Chista, who says that if you say it with Eidus, then that boils down to an acceptance that the money, or the pikadon, or the avidar, whatever it is, that went into his hands has already come into your hands. Rabbi says it by no means indicates that at all. Tanan. Now, there is a Mishnah that says that a man who borrows a parah, and now the owner of the parah sends him the parah in the hands, shilcha biyad bino, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho, he sends his son, or his shliach, or his eved, the owner's eved, that is, or, for that matter, he sends it to the borrower in the hands of the son of the borrower, or biyad bino, biyad avdo, or the agent of the borrower. And before it comes into the hands of the borrower, it drops dead. Umeita. The borrower is potter. Now, I mean, a borrower is chayiv if an animal drops dead. It's chayiv on an onus. Once he's got it. But according to Rav Chista, he does that. Because what are we referring to over here? I mean, hayshluchei echidami. We're talking about what? That he didn't make it with Eidim? I mean, so then how would he be able to give it into his hands? When a guy comes along and says, hey, I'm a shliach for so-and-so. Yes, yeah, says who? I mean, obviously, he must have made it with Aiden. So, and yet, what does it say over here? That until it actually reaches the hands of the borrower, he's putter. Which means that even though he appointed him with Aiden, he's not really a shliach. And that would mean that Rav Chista is wrong. Because Rav Chista claims that if you make it with Aiden, it is your shliach. So, it is your shliach in the sense of your shliach who's accepting responsibility. Kasha Rav Chista. Well, we're going to see later on, Kiryom Rav Chista. Rav Chista talks about cases where you have a shliach that was not with Eidim. And when he's calling him a shliach, it's because he is your sechiro velikito. He's a guy that works for you all year round. And everybody knows that he's your worker. And you send him to pick it up. Or lekito, not generally. Lekito means a picker, hired hand for the picking season. In this case, a picker doesn't make much sense because the whole point of sechiro is that everybody knows this guy's been with you for years. So therefore, in this case, lekito, Rashi suggests, means your significant other. In other words, this is a person who's living alone, and he has picked somebody to live with him. He doesn't feel like living alone. So lekito is the guy that everybody knows is living together with this guy. And now he comes along. So without Aidim, if he says, you know, Joe sent me to pick it up, well, there's no reason for you to doubt that. So you don't need Aiden. So it's no longer discussing the case of Rav Chista. But Enochinami, if it would have been with Aiden, Rav Chista would have said that that's considered to have come into the hands of the Shoel, And at that point, it would have been chayev if the para was made. And the inverse case, in our case, if you had returned something with someone who was a shliach with edut, it would have been a kosher return, and at that point it would have been potter if anything happened to it, if it had been made with edut.
And who would be chayev, the shliach or the...
No, that's a different issue. That's an issue about the mitzvah. We'll see what the arrangements are in such a case.
The one who was supposed to receive it didn't have no idea. You're making a shliach as it were for him.
No. That's only in this case where you're taking the part. In the case where you're returning it, obviously, he has to make a shliach. Otherwise, it's a joke. Yeah. Okay. Now, the problem over here is our Mishnah tonight. Our Mishnah says you cannot return a gezeila, or a pikadon, or an avidah, whatever the case is. Here we're talking about a gezeila. Lo yitain, lo livno, velo l'shlucho. Okay? What are we talking about? Shlucho. I mean, I shlucho echidami. Idol asova edin. I mean, what? A guy comes along and says, you know, you robbed Joe, and he's asked me to pick up the money. So, I mean, are there witnesses that you're a shliach? No, trust me. Minayadinan, why should you trust him? Ela lav yasova edin. Obviously, there are witnesses. And nonetheless, it says, it's not a smart move to make to give him the money. Because if something happens to this money, it's still your responsibility. So it's a kasher of chista, who says that when you make a shliach with edim, that means it's already gotten back into his hands. Because he basically accepted that, right? So now the Mishnah seems to be proof positive against Rav Chista. And here is the place where Tirgama Rav Chista bischiro ulekito. This is the place where Rav Chista actually had said that pshat that we applied to the other Mishnah, that the Mishnah here is talking about where it was someone who was well known to be a worker for you, or someone who lives with you, and everybody knows that if he's coming, he's representing you. But in a chinam shliach that was made with edim, you could give it to. So I said, "Well, no, wait a minute. Av shliach she'asa obedim mai." So what would you say then? Avinami dav shliach. So that indeed would be a proper return. So then, can you explain to me why it says in the end of the Mishnah over here, in the Seifa, the Tani Seifa, instead of writing in the Seifa, that well, what you could always do is give it to a shliach beit din. No, I mean, why would you want to do that? To take an extreme example, liflag velitnei bedidei. All you need to say is, bamed varim amurim, where do we say that you should, it's not a good idea to give it back to the guy that's dafka in a case where it was a shliach that was made, shalo be'edim. But if it was a shliach shasa'o be'edim, so then achinami av a shliach. Isn't that the more reasonable thing to say? Rather than introducing the idea of giving it to a shliach be'edim, says the Gemara, well, I don't want to say that case, you see, because as Rabbi Yaakov just pointed out, this case is lopsikolay. You can't just say that. You'd have to explain who made the shliach. When it comes to the shliach beit din, you don't have to explain who made the shliach, because the shliach beit din is by definition sufficient. Whether you made the shliach or the other guy made the shliach makes no difference. It's the fact that it's the shliach beit din that makes a difference. I remember there was a machlok at Rashi and Tosfos about that. Tosfos held that the case in the Mishnah of shliach beit din meant that you make a shliach beit din to bring it back to the guy. It was not the takana that was discussed in the Gemara about the takanat ha-shavim to be able to just give it into beit din. That's a different takana completely. This is a shliach to bring it back to the guy. The value of giving it to a shliach beit din is merely, says Tosfos, that he accepts responsibility in the event of a magid, so that the beit din insures you against loss. That's all that it is. That's a different takana, but it's not the takana that simply allows you to bring it into Beit Din. It never even has to get to the guy. That's a different idea of takanat hashavim. That was the takana gedola, that it shouldn't cost more money to get it back to the guy than it does for what you actually stole. It's all a different idea. Now, in this case here, the Gemara clearly, and Rashi's going to, Tosfos actually brings this Gemara as a proof that Rashi's pshat is wrong, because otherwise this has nothing to do with what we were talking about. I mean, this is a different idea. You're giving it to Beit Din, not to a shliach Beit Din to bring it. It's clear that this Gemara is not referring to the takanat ha-shavim just to bring it into Beit Din. I mean, we're going to see in a moment that we even have a machloket whether the other side has to agree that the shliach Beit Din is the shliach, which we're not saying here. But that's what the Gemara is going to entertain. That's what we're saying is psikale. That's one of the reasons that Tosfos rejects Rashi's pshat. Now, clearly Rashi, in this piece of the Gemara, being as there's a Mandi Omar who says that the other guy has to go along with this, in this level, he's not talking about the takana. He's talking about a shliach beit din. All he's saying is, if you had an alternative of giving it to a shliach that the other guy made with a din, or giving it to a shliach beit din, why would the Mishnah talk about a shliach beit din? That's all that we're saying over here. We're not, because according to this approach, the Kasha takes into consideration that it's more important for us to tell me a din in the Chiddush of Shlichut than it is to tell me halach and beit din. Once that's true, Rashi is ready to go along with Tosfos, obviously. And then already there's another Mandi Arma that says maybe the other guy also has to agree, because this is not mitama takana. But in the Mishnah, where Rashi was talking about, not the way we end up over here, fine. So he says the pshat after the takan. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So this is lo psika lei, because shliach beit din, it really wouldn't matter who made the beit din the shliach. Lo shna asa o nigzal, lo shna asa o gazlan. The very fact that it was done in beit din, it would be sufficient to be considered to be as if you returned it to him. But in the case of a shliach that was done be'edim, shliach shasa'o be'edim, there obviously it depends who made the shliach. I mean, only if the victim made him as a shliach, so then giving it to that shliach, yasa'o nigzal, hu da'avei shliach. So then since he made it with edim, he's agreeing that this is considered to be a hashava. But asa'o gazlan, certainly if the gazlan makes him a shliach, it's not going to make any difference. Lo avishliya. Therefore, lo psikaleya. Therefore, we didn't want to bring that case into the Mishnah and have to start explaining ourselves who made the shliach. So we took the case of the shliach beit din. But this idea that the shliach beit din is psikaleya, it doesn't matter who made it, is lafuki mehaitana. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, shliach beit din sha'asa'o nigzal velo asa'o gazlan. If there's a shliach beit din that the nigzal, the victim, made to be the shliach, not the gazlan. Or you know what? Even in a case where a gazan made a shliach and the nigzal sends his own man to pick it up, okay, then obviously he's potter. But if the gazlan, even in beit din, made a shliach beit din, and something happened and the guy never received the money, the nigzal, forget it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both agreed. Narmi tarvayu to rechista that a shliach sh'aso be'edim is a shliach. I know what you're going to ask. They said, "Rim tomar mishnatenu." You'll ask from the Mishnah, and you'll say, so why does the Mishnah say, don't ever give it to a shliach, which obviously must mean that you know it's a shliach, right? So it must be any. Well, either that's talking about b'mamtzi lo shliach, where the guy created the shliach for him. What happened is, he tells somebody, you know what, so-and-so owes me money. Itli zuzig abi planya. He's not sending me the money. V'loka meshadalu. I'd like you to go over to his house. Tell him that I mentioned to you that you are coming back here. Because maybe the only problem is he can't find anybody to do the work, you know? So, ischazi, like, make yourself known to him. Maybe he can't find anybody to send it with, in which case, there was no indication in that case that he was looking for anything but a FedEx agent. You know? Didn't make it a shliach to take it from him. He just wanted to give him an opportunity to send it. Or, obviously, we could say the mission is like we're talking about the case that Rav Chista was talking about. Not that he was made with edim, but that he was well known to be your worker or your roommate. So b'sechiro ulekita.
I think I'm a little confused. It's our Mishnah is different. He's kapar. I mean, why can't we just say it's different in our case?
Kapar, which case? We're talking about the same case. So if the shliach is the guy, then he got it.
It doesn't matter. Why can't that we're comparing to other cases for all?
Now, how could there be a gzerat hakatuv that if the guy has it, he doesn't have it? I mean, either he has it or he doesn't have it, right? Okay, Amr of Yerona, Shmuel, Ein v'shalchin ma'ot b'diukti. Look, you cannot send money just because somebody sends this to that zehut. V'afilu edim chatumim aleh. Even if you've got witnesses signed on the tudat zehut that say that this guy gave it to us in order to indicate that we are serious shluchim. Now, a diukni usually means your picture, right?
Picture ID.
Right, so it's a picture ID. Or a diukni can mean a picture that you draw as a signature. So we find in the Gemara that the different Tanoim and Amoraim, the emblems, you know. So some used to draw, you know, sail ships. I'd rather be sailing. Other drew skiing.
Rich
jet skiing.
Yeah, sailing works for
him too. Tosfos doesn't like that chap because it's the Gemara said that that's only things that are famous. Famous people can get away with that. Some have an interesting approach in diukni, which is that it comes from the word of du kani, which means it's the other glass slipper. If you have the other glass slipper, it's certainly proof that you're the real guy, right? So as if the prince comes around. So du kani means you break something in half. He's got one half. You tell him when you get the matching half. So then you can give it back to him. Right? Very cute. It's a du kani. Okay. That was the way to do it. Okay, but in any event, it means some type of idea that is a reliable idea, even if Edim are signed on it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, well, I just said, I mean, if you've got Edim, then Mishalchim. Rabbi Yochanan, Im Edim Chatumim, Aleo Mishalchim. Now, this is really weird, because then, according to Shmuel, You can never, ever send money. How do you get money to a person without taking a risk? I mean, okay, if you have an electronic transfer, you know, and you rely on the bank, then nothing will happen to those electrons on the way, you know? But, I mean, how can you send it to someone? He's saying, even if the guy sends it to that zoot, together with witnesses, I mean, it doesn't make any difference.
Even with witnesses?
Yeah, that's what he said, even with witnesses. Yeah. So what are you supposed to do? Tosfos questioned, based on the Gemara, it's really weird. The mashmaut is that even if the guy would have said that, it's not just I'm making this guy a shliach, I'm making this guy a shliach and allowing you to give it to him, and it will be at that point as if it came into my hands. Even that's not enough, because otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha? The way we understood the question at all, and here's where Scott's point comes up. The way we're talking until now, the only question was, is appointing someone with Aiden the equivalent of saying, you will have no more responsibility? Okay, so Rav Chisda, Rav Aragin, all he was saying is, I think he's a reliable guy. If you want to take the chance of sending with it, send it with him. But that was a different issue. What did he mean? Pasha's, but if he meant, but you can give it to him, it's fine. So then it's okay. And yet here we see it's not okay. So there may indeed be a difference. But then what was the Gemara asking? How can you ever send money? Because that's about all cases. Mashmi, you can never send money. So apparently, even a commitment with witnesses is not going to change the fact that the guy never got you back the money. And if you're a rotten fellow and you sue him in court, say, so what? So I promise. So change my mind. Where did I was Michael. I was never Michael. Okay, this is a question. In any event, so according to Shmuel, what do we do? Ah, we'll bring you an actual case and you'll see what to do. Now, Reb Abba had a lot of money that Reb Yosef Bar Chama owed him. So he told Reb Safra, who was going to the town where Reb Yosef Bar Abba was, so he told him, when you go, you're going to come back here, do me a favor, pick up the money that Reb Yosef Bar Chama has. I'm sure he's got nobody to send it with. So he comes in to Reb Yosef Bar Chama's house. So Reb Yosef Bar Chama's son was Rava, Amale Rava Beray. Excuse me, but the receipt that you're going to give us for this money, does it say with the signature of Rav Abba, Hitkabalti? I've already received the money? Amale Lo? So Rav Safra said, no, he never gave me a receipt like that. So Rava said, so we got to be crazy to give you the money. We'll give you the money. Something happens to you, we're going to have to pay the money again. No way. So if this is the case, you go back there and let him give you a receipt that says, I have received the money. Eat kabalt. Then you come back here. And then I'll give you the money. If you give me a receipt, fine. If he comes to sue me in court, I'll say, sorry, you already received the money.
Receipt before the bank.
Yeah. You don't have to give it to me until I pay you. But I want to know I have a receipt that says the money was there. Yeah. And as he was about to leave to go back, Rava said, wait a minute. That's no good. That's no good. Forget it. The Surah formally, it's not going to help. Because, you know, Rabab is an old man. By the time you get here, he might be dead. Now, if he's dead, the money belongs to his children. The children are going to sue us. We're going to bring out a contract signed, a receipt signed by his father after his father was dead. That ain't going to do us a lot of good. So forget it. This is no good. This is not a solution. So, Dioma Adi Atita, maybe by the time you get here on your way back, maybe Rabab will have died. Shachar Rabab, and Nafla Zizika Miyatmi. And then the word hitkabalti of Reb Abba is not worth the paper it's printed on. Lav klomo. So Reb Safra says, well, okay, now you figured out why you don't have to give me the money. Can we figure out a way maybe that you do give me the money? So what do I do? Oh, says Rav, I'll tell you what to do. Go back and have him be makne the money to you with a kinyan aga. So let him sell you a piece of property. 10 cents worth of property. Agav, the kinyan of that property, he should write to you that you're also being kena, the money that we've set aside to pay. Then it's your money. Then when you come, you give us a receipt that you received the money. We can't lose. That's fine. I mean, of course, assuming he trusts you. So, all right. So, zio nikninu lecha agav ara. Then you come, v'ta'at, and you write hitkabalti. And there was a similar case, the other of Papa, Avimazik Tracer Alfi Zuzi Bechuzoi. The Bechuzoi owed him, people in Bechuzoi, owed him 12,000 Zuz. And he was plotting to get that money back. So what he did was, Akninu Nealel Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Agav Asifa de Beta. He went ahead and he made a Kinyan Agav to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, who he sent there to pick it up. And he gave him the money with the Kinyan Agav with the entrance panel to his house, or else it means the end of his house, the very corner, last corner of his house. It was a tiny piece of property. so that it should be able to be a kosher receipt. And then he went and picked it up. What?
It was the second stone to get the money.
Kiata, so when Reb Shmuel Bar Abba came home bringing the money, he was so excited that he went to greet him all the way to Tuach, which is halfway. Okay. Natan lo et hakeren. So then the Mishnah continues, as long as you repaid the keren, even if you didn't pay the chomesh or the guy's meichel the chomesh, I mean, that shows that the chomesh is not a kapur, it's actual mama. Because if the whole point of the chomesh, we have the same question about kufra. It's kufra maimon, it's kufra kapara, when a shark kills somebody. Same question here. If you have to pay that chomesh, is that part of the kapara? In which case, it's not going to do any good for the guy to be meichel. It's not going to do any good for you to say, I'll pay you later. In order for you to bring your asham, you have to bring the asham only after you got the kapara of the dummy. So it seems clear from our Mishnah that the chomesh is mamon and not kapara. If it's mamon, one of the important differences would be that if the guy died, you might mishamele yorshim. So then the yorshim are also, they themselves are going to have to pay now, if they're paying back what it is that their father owed. They're also going to have to pay mamon, because this is the money already that is owed, right? So it's just plain mamon, like any other mamon. Now, we find the same thing that, in this case, Tananami, Natanat HaKeren V'Nishba Al HaChomesh, next piece that we had, was that if you swear about the Chomesh, you have to add a Chomesh on the Chomesh, which means, again, that it's mamon, because if you don't owe that money, so then how could you pay a Chomesh on something that you don't own as money? So, okay, so that means now that we treat it just like any other debt. And another raya is, Taninami Achi, Hagozel et Chaveo, somebody steals something from his friend. The guy swears that he doesn't owe him the money, V'Nishbalo, and then he dies. The Yorshim have to pay Keren V'Chomesh. Wow, that's wild. So in other words, if Yorshim have to pay a Chomesh, then obviously it's not Kapara, because the Yorshim can't bring a Kapara for him. The Yorshim can only be Chayev to pay money that he owes. But of course, the Pturim min ha'asham, which would mean that the Chomesh is Momon, and therefore the Yorshim Baishlume Yorshim. Now, we have a problem with this, because if you take a look at the Makor of this Halacha in Torat Kohanim, so we darshaned over there, you'll recall that we spoke about the first part of this Braita. Veshivat HaGezela Asher Gazal, it darshans the Pasek, that Asher Gazal means Al Gezelo Hu Masif Chomesh. Ve'eno Masif Chomesh, Al Gezelat Aviv. So a person does not pay the Chomesh for something that his father stole. Uh-huh. And the Braita continues like this, that, but still, Adayin Ani Omer, I might still suggest that Imatai Eino Mishalim Chomesh Al Gezel Aviv, when doesn't he pay a Chomesh for something that his father stole? Only where Mizman Shelo Nishba Lohu Velo Aviv. Nobody swore about this money. That's a little bit weird. If nobody swore, there's no Chomesh. And so the Ravid says this is just an introduction. Okay, the other approach is swear about owing this Chomesh itself. Okay, but that creates all other difficulties. So Ravid said this is just an introduction to get to the next piece, which is, how about if, in a case where he swore, but his father didn't swear, or his father swore, but he didn't swear, or maybe they both swore, how do we know that even in such a case, he will not pay a chomesh on his father's debt? Minayin, Talmud lomar, therefore the Torah says, asher gazal, or haoshek asher ashak. He didn't do that, my friend. He was lo gazal, velo ashak. And therefore, there could be no way that he would pay that chomesh. I thought you just said that the yorish does pay the chomesh. You just said that the chomesh is momon. You brought a raya from two mishnayot and one braita, and now the Sifri says, prefers not like this. It says that you do not pay a chomesh for something that your father stole. I'd explain that. Ah, Atayah says Rav Nachman. No, Rav Nachman, no cash. I said, what's the problem? One case is talking about Gan Shehoda. If the father had been Moda when he was alive after the Shvuah, so he pays a chomesh. That's the point. All the Braita is saying that if the father himself was not mitchayev in the chomesh with his own hoda'ah, the hoda'ah of the son isn't chayev a chomesh. It's not saying that if the father owed the chomesh at the time that he died because he'd already been made and then he drops dead, that the son doesn't pay the chomesh. So kan shoda, kan shalo hoda.
Is the son considered
a gazlan
also?
No. Hulo gazal, hashak. We're going to get to the question you're asking. It says, wait, I don't get this. The father was never Moda. So then why is the son paying the Karen? I don't get the whole thing. So then if you were low, so then Karen, I'm Yilu L'Shalim. So then why is he paying the Karen? Why are we talking about the Chomesh? Maybe you'll say, no, yeah, it's true. He wouldn't pay the Karen either. So it's an Albright that's crazy. I mean, if the entire focus here is on what the halacha is of the Chomesh, doesn't that make it pretty clear that the Karen is going to be paying, right? Lamemer the Karen Mishalim. Not to mention, by the way, that the continuation of the same Braita goes like this. V'adayin ani omer, ematayhu Mishalim Karen al when does he pay the Karen on his father's gazela? Bizman shen nishba. Who the aviv? This is the exact opposite of the other piece of the bride. Maybe he's only chayef to pay the keren if he also took a shvuah and his father took a shvuah. How about if only his father took the shvuah? V'lo hu. How about if only who took the shvuah? V'lo aviv. How about if nobody took a shvuah? Minayin, how do we know that he is responsible to pay for his father's gezela? Talmud lomar gezela. Va'oshek mentions all of these things. Aveda, pikadon. What does it say? It says, Ve'yishivat ha'gzela asher gazal, or at ha'oshek asher ashak, or at ha'pikadon asher ofkadito, or at ha'aveda asher matzah. It mentions all of those cases, okay? And he has them. So he's going to have to pay them. So therefore, yesh talmud. Yes, Rav Huna, the common of Shvaita. Rav Huna said that over, and Rabba, brother Rav Huna said, I didn't catch that. Did you say yesh talmud or ish talmud? So yesh talmud ka'omar mar, or yesh talmud ka'omar mar? Were you saying that posik is a raya that he has to return it, or were you saying that it's just a svara that if he has it, then yesh talem? Omar le yesh talmud ka. I mean, I'm saying that the fact that the posik was marred by all of these cases tells me that he is indeed mukhuyev to return gzeilat aviv or the avedar, whatever the case may be. Miribuye de kra amri. So now you can't say he wasn't maida. We just had the case. If he's not maida, you're still paying. If he wasn't nishpa, he's still paying the gzeila. So please tell me what the case is again now. No, I didn't mean he wasn't maida. I meant the father wasn't maida. My lohoda, lohoda aviv. Since the father was never maida, he was never mukhuyev to pay the chomesh. But the son was maida. So when the...
Stolen goods.
He's holding stolen goods. So if the son was maida, he has to pay it back. Hold on a second. You're making me crazy here. You said if the son swore, so if the son swore and he was maida, so then he should have to pay the chomesh for his own shvua. So I mean, either he's paying nothing or he's paying like the gazan. I don't understand what you're doing here. So then nechayev b'no chomesh shvua di day. Why doesn't he have to pay now for a chomesh on his own shvua? Ah, I mean, there's two different cases, you see. I mean, it's talking about b'she'en gizela kayemet. It's talking about over here that he lied. He lied. He said, my father never stole it. But the truth is, even if he had said the truth, wouldn't have made any difference. Because since the gizela is not here, he is not mukhuyah to return this gizela. We're assuming right now there's no karka. So if the gizela is not kayemet, there's no need to return it. If there's no need to return it, remember that the only time the Torah is mechayev, the chaymesh, is where this was a shvua on kfirat mamon. This is not a shvua on kfirat mamon. It's a typical false shvua. Shvua sheker, there's no din of tashlumi chomesh. Okay, so far. So the kid lied. So what do you want to do then? Because there it's talking about b'shein gzela kayemet. Oh man, if I'm going to keep hearing these kind of answers, I'm running out of here. If the gzela is a kayemet, why is he paying the keren now? You keep giving me an answer that supposedly addresses my question and then raises the next question. By answering the Karen, you make a problem with the Chomesh. By answering the Chomesh, you make a problem with the Karen. We've been running around in circles. Give me the case where he does not have to pay the Chomesh, but he does have to pay the Karen. You haven't given me one case yet. Fill Karen nami lo mishalim. Ah, it's talking about over here. Lo tzricha de'ika achrayut nechasim. It's talking about that his father left the field. His father left the field, so then it is possible now that he's going to pay back from the field. Now, the next piece Rashi doesn't like, and he takes it out completely, the next words. Starting from, v'chi'ika achrayut nechasim mai havi. Who cares if there's achrayut nechasim, since there was obviously no contract, because this wasn't a mafia deal. So there was a contract on the gezela. So since there was no contract, it boils down to a milva alpeh. When you make an oral loan, what's the halacha? You can't collect from the chasim, right? Even if there's witnesses. Because as protection to buyers, we don't allow any type of unregistered lien to be chal on karkaot. So what are you telling me you have achrayut nechasim? A milva alpeh eno gove lo min hayorshim velo min alakuchot. So what are we talking about? Says Rashi, this doesn't make any sense, because the halach of akrayut nechasim is a function of kibud av. So we are mechayev yorshim to pay mishub kvod aviyem, not because of the normal dinim of liens that take place, which are limited indeed to contracts and registered liens. So why is the Gemara even worried about this whole deal? I don't understand what this is about. He says it's a mistake, and we should start with the next question. So then the Gemara first answers this question, Kishomad Bedin, which Rashi says is also ridiculous. What does Omad Bedin mean? While the father was alive, he had already been sued and had to pay this. I mean, he was already a kafar of a nishpa and wasn't moda, but the son was moda. Okay, so Tosfos said, let's talk about over here, that he was mechuyev to pay by Aden after he had taken the shvua. So the father wasn't mechuyev chomesh on the shvua, and that was the question, whether the ben has to pay the chomesh. So now we get to the point where Rashi kicks back in. If this is the case, afilu chomesh nami mishalim. So now for the fourth time, if you're telling me that the son is chayev to pay, so then you just told me that chomesh is paid there too. Why is it the son paying a chomesh? Ah, says the brother of Yeshua, you missed the genius of my solution. The point is that since the gezela wasn't kayemet, and we were collecting the gezela out of property, a shvua on property doesn't count, because you're not nishboyin ala karkaot. So since you're not nishboyin ala karkaot, you also can't be mishalim chomesh on a kvira of shibut karkaot. Because the fact that he went ahead and swore makes no nafkamina, because he wasn't mechuyev here on the shvua, and that's not called the shvua of kvira, because it's on karka. So at last, we have a solution. The karen has to be paid because there's karka, but since the debt of the gezela is only being paid out of karka, the fact that the son was nishba v'heda is not mechayev him in chomesh. So now we can support both of our contentions. Chomesh is mama. In a case where the father was mechuyev the mama, the yorish will have to pay it. In this case, the only reason that the Yorish is paying is because he was Maida, or because the father was Eimed Adin on the Karen, but was never Mechuyev HaChaymesh, because Aden were Mechayev, not his Eidah. The son goes ahead now, and is Maida, that he lied when he said his father didn't owe money. But since the only reason he had to pay that money was because of Karka, there's no Din of Chaymesh, on a Kfira of Momon, that is backed by Karka. And there we have a solution both to the Sifra and to the diuk that we made for the two diukim in the Mishnah and the diuk in the earlier Braita, which makes it clear that Chomesh is Mamon and will be paid out by Yorshim. Lovely. Rava said, boy, that was an awful lot of discussion for no need. There's really a simple solution to all of this. You could have saved your voice. Says Rava, look, it's talking about over here. How come I ask you? It's talking about over here that the DVD that had the pictures of the debt were in somebody else's hands. Okay? So this disc was in somebody else's house. Actually, the earlier meaning of a disc comes from the word of du, which is double, which is that before the diukni. So du sakia. A du sakia is a type of briefcase that you carry around that you can throw on your horse or your chamor, and it goes into two pieces.
Saddlebags.
Right. So the duskia of your father was in this other guy's rishos. So the gezela was kayemet. The cash was in there, whatever it was we were talking about. The gezela was kayemet. So therefore he has to give it back. You have to come up with the gezela, not kayemet. Your whole problem was, so why isn't it chayev the chomesh? Because when he swore, what he said was true. I mean, I don't know of anything. It's not in my rishos. I never found it. Then it's presented to him. So the karen he pays, the chomesh he doesn't pay, because the father had never been made. There you go. Boy, did you guys bang around that post for a long time. Huh. So the kishtaba, when he had sworn that he doesn't have this, he swore to tell the truth. Dolo aviyava. He simply didn't know. And in such a case, that's not called a shvuan kviras mamon, since it was made betom leiv. It's considered to be an onus in the shvuah. Let's review that. Lo yitein lo livno. V'lo l'shluko itva. Shliach shas obeidim. Rav Chista Amar Avishliach. Rav Amar lo Avishliach. Chista Amar Avishliach. Lo chitar chivuk mi be'edim. The lake of Rishutei. Rav Amar lo Avishliach. Chichikama. Look, the guy is an Inish Mehemna. In Samachta, smoke. It's up to you, you know. Now, I just want to establish, what are we talking about with the shluch or echidami? Idoloa sa'o be'edim. So, obviously, mimi no yadina. Clearly, yalada sa'o be'edim. Nonetheless, it says that the shoel is potter because he never got the parah. Kasher of Chista, who says that when there are edim, he did get the parah. That's where Rav Chista is going to answer our own Mishnah, b'schiro v'lekito. Or chidami b'schiro v'lekito. Tonight. Lo yiten lo livno velo lo shlucho in our Mishnah. Hai shlucho echidami. Ida lo asa obe edim. Samina yadina. El alav di asa obe edim. Ter gamar Rav Chista. Bishiro velekito. So what are you saying? Ter shliach sha asa obe edim mai. Hachinami da avi shliach. So then adetan is seifa. Avel no tenu. Le shliach beitin. Liflog velitin bedidei. Bamet or mamurim b'shliach shelo asa obedim, aval shliach shasa obedim, hachinami to have a shliach. No. Lo psikale. Because a shliach beitin, it doesn't matter if aso nigzal, velo shasa o gazlan. It's still a shliach. So that's fine, that's psikale. But a shliach shasa obedim, dech yaso nigzal, who'd have a shliach? Aso gazlan lo have a shliach, lo psikale. Ula fuke mihatan. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Shliach Beit Din she'asa o nigzal, v'lo asa o gazlan. Or even if the gazlan was asa o v'sholach olam v'natal et shalom yado, then it would be potter, but not if the gazlan made it on his own. Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Elazar Damer Tavayu, Shliach she'asa o Beit Din, ma'ave Shliach, just like Rabbi Chista. V'im tomer mishnatenu, Mishnah could be talked about, but ma'am tzilo Shliach. The Omer lai itli zuzik abi planya, or there's nothing to do. My takanta. That's very simple. Ki adu rababa. Hamimazik zudar v'yazu barchama. Omer lai l'rab safra ba'adi de'atita. Aitinu ni'aloi. So ki azu la'atam. Omer lai rabab. Wait. Before we give you this cash. Mi katav l'cha itkabalti. Omer lai lo. He said, then go back. Yochi zil b'resha. V'yichtov l'cha itkabalti. Wait a minute. No. That's not even good enough, actually. I katav l'cha nam itkabalti. Laf klumu. Because Dilma de Atita Shachem Rababa on the way, in which case Nafla Zuze Kami Yatme, and then that Hit Kabalti of Rababa isn't worth a dime. Omalei so Elamaita Kante. Zil Nikmino Lecha Agav Ara, then Vita'at, and you write Hit Kabalti. Kyoder of Papa, Vimasik Tracer Alpha Zuze Bechazoi, Aknino and Alela of Shmu Baraba Agav Asifta Beta, Kiata Nafikla Patoach. Natan Loeta Karen. Alma chomesh mamonahu v'imayit v'shalmei le'yorshim. It's not nami. Natan et hakeren v'nishba ala chomesh. Hare mosif chomesh ala chomesh. So again, it's clear. The chumsha is pure mamonahu. Tani nami hachi ha'gozel et chavero v'nishba ala umeit yorshim v'shalmin keren v'chomesh. Upturim in ha'asham. Alma chomesh mamonahu v'bayishlu me'yorshim. I did on purpose. Raminu, Adayan eni Yomer, Ematayenu Meshalim Chomesh Al Gezel Aviv, Bizman Shalod Nishba Lo Hu Velo Aviv, Hu Velo Aviv, Aviv Velo Hu, Hu Aviv Minai, Tamad Omar Asher Gazal Vashar Hashak. Did he do that? Hu Lo Gazal Velo Hashak. Omra Nachman Lo Kasha, Kancho Hoda, Kancho Lo Hoda. What are you talking about? Lo Hoda Kerenami Lo Meshalim. Vechitei Balchinami Lo Meshalim. For... clearly, Lamemer, the Keren Meshalim, not to mention the fact that it continues on to say, Adayin and Yomer, Ematayo Meshalim, Keren, Agazel Aviv, Bizman Shanishba, Hu Vi Aviv. How about Aviv Elohu? Hu Velo Aviv? Or for that matter, Lo Hu Velo Aviv, Minayin. Talmud Lomar, Gizeh Lava, Oshek, Vi Avidav, Pikadon. Now, Yesh Talmud, Yatavud of Kamalot Shemaitre, Mele Rabba Bre. Did you say Yesh Talmud, Kamamar? Or did you say Yesh Talmud? I said Yesh Talmud. Kamina. Umi Ribuy Dikroy Amr. Ela Milo Delo da Aviv, but obviously Hoda Beno. So then Lichaya Beno Chomesh Hashvua Didai. Amri, well, B'shein Gzera Kayemet. I can't believe this. B'shein Gzera Kayemet, said Afiu Karnami Lo Mishalim. Lo Tzrich Adika Achrayut Nechassim. Vrika Achrayut Nechassim Ayavi. It's still only a Milva Alpeh. Umilva Alpeh no Govel Lo Men HaYoshim Lo Men HaLukuchot. Amri, Tishamad Bedin his father. He can show my bedim. Why isn't he paying the chomesh? I'm revunim Rav Yoshua lafish ein mishamim chomesh. Al kvirat shibud karkaot. Rav Amar achle askinam kagon shaita diski ashel aviv mufkeret biyad achirim. So keren mishalim daite chomesh lo mishalim. Dechi ishtaba bekushta ishtaba. Dalo haviyata.